Feeder cattle futures extended gains on Monday. The latest data suggests cattle liquidation is on the rise amid drought and poor pasture conditions. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmal. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmal with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 18th of May. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was mostly inactive on very light demand in Kansas and the Western Corn Belt through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Elsewhere, trade was at a standstill. Depending on the region last week, live prices were generally $1 to $2 higher at $119 to $121 hundredweight on a live basis, and at $188 to $191 in the beef. Feeder cattle futures gained to start the week as corn futures maintained their lower pace in relative terms. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.14 higher, from 37 cents to $1.60 higher. Live cattle futures were mixed on Monday, though, as the slower pace of slaughter corks potential. Live cattle futures closed from an average of 29 cents lower to an average of 20 cents higher. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.68 higher Monday afternoon at $319.62 a hundredweight. Select was $3.70 higher at $296.89. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 3 cents higher, except for 8.6 cents higher in new spot July and 3 to 5 cents lower in most new crop contracts. Soybean futures closed mostly 1 to 4 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers and heifers sold steady at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are 8,000 head. Steer calves traded $2 to $4 lower. Heifer calves sold steady. Feeder steers traded steady to $3 higher at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, while feeder heifers sold steady to $2 higher. There are 5,234 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers sold $3 to $6 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. Heifers sold $2 to $3 higher, with instances of $5 higher at 800 to 900 pounds. There are 2,886 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices softened on Monday, with most of the pressure presumably coming from inflation worries. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 54 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 10 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 50 points. Beef cow slaughter increased sharply in the latest data to levels not seen since fall cow culling last November and December, says Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. He explains, with weekly beef cow slaughter increasing 13 to 14%, in the latest 2 weeks of data compared to the previous 6 week average, it appears herd liquidation is already happening and more can be expected. Although marginally more positive week to week, 25% of the nation's pasture and range was rated as good or excellent for the week ending May 16th, compared to 47% a year earlier, according to the latest USDA crop progress report. 43% was rated as poor or very poor, compared to 16% a year earlier. The previous week, based on data compiled by the Livestock Marketing Information Center, Peel explains 51% of pastures were rated poor or very poor in the 8 states of the Western region, 43% in the 7 states of the Great Plains region, and 29% in the Southern Plains states of Oklahoma and Texas. These three regions account for 60.6% of the total beef cow inventory, Peel says, adding that currently 40.1% of all beef cows in the country, or 12.67 million head, are in states with 40% or more poor to very poor pasture and range conditions. At the same time, Peel says May 1st hay stocks were 24.9% less year over year in the West, 34.1% less than the 5-year average. Hay stocks in the Great Plains region were down 20.1% year-over-year and down 6.4% from the 5-year average. Southern Plains hay stocks were 28.8% less than the same time a year earlier and 29.3% less than than the 5-year average. That's your cattle current market update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 18th of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.